Welcome to Internet Radio Rewind, the weekly review of the streaming audio industry from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom, where you can get trending content from the world's biggest broadcasters, like the BBC and NPR, as well as your favorite local stations and sports teams. With the Audioboom mobile app, you can record, edit, and upload your audio reports or your podcasts wherever you might be, and that way they can instantly be heard by your fans and your followers on social media. Audioboom's daily download automatically adds your favorite audio to your phone every morning, and that way you can listen even if you're offline. We're going to talk about Adele and Pandora and more, but first, a quick reminder, Rain Summit West is April 17th in Las Vegas. Our conferences are widely regarded as the leading knowledge and networking events of the streaming audio industry. Too early to think about an event in April? Well, not if you're interested in this industry and its future. Besides, super early bird pricing is in effect now. Go to rainnews.com and click Summits. So, Adele. She dominated the news this week just as she dominated music sales and music charts. As you probably know, her album, 25, sold 3.3 million units in a streaming era when music sales aren't supposed to happen like that. In fact, the album crushed music sales records from the glory days when everyone bought CDs. In terms of revenue, the money from Adele's first week of sales represents over 50% of revenue from the top 1,000 albums this year. This astonishing success was a referendum in many people's minds, mainly because Adele withheld the album from Spotify and other on-demand music services. Does withholding a release from interactive streaming force demand into CDs and downloads? That's one question. Does it debunk the streaming business model for musicians? Or does the strategy merely carve out an addressable market of consumers who aren't yet in Spotify or Rhapsody or Deezer and frustrate those who are? Well, the answer to those questions is unknown. We do know that the 3.3 million people who bought Adele's album have on-demand access to its tracks. Most of Spotify's 20 million subscribers do not. That's a marketing strategy that works for Adele and maybe for Taylor Swift, but very few others. Pandora made a startling announcement of a private placement of $300 million worth of convertible notes. Essentially, the company is raising cash. Perhaps unsurprisingly, Pandora's stock plummeted on the news and landed down almost 12% on the day of the announcement. Pandora recently announced its intent to acquire assets from going-under music service Ardio in a bankruptcy process for $75 million. In a conference call after that announcement, Pandora CEO Brian McAndrews noted that the purchase was affordable and that the company had $180 million in cash. Unlike many venture capital fundraising announcements, there's no mention of how the expanded war chest will be used. All we know for certain is that Pandora is planning a hugely expansive 2016, and expansive often means expensive. Next year, Pandora will redefine its business, enter new international markets, and develop a major new on-demand product to sit alongside its market-leading internet radio service. It is arguably the largest bet being placed in the online audio field today, putting the two brands which most people identify with streaming music, that would be Pandora and Spotify, nose to nose. So, while Wall Street's reaction could be predicted, it's also no surprise that a titanic business plan needs cash. Remember the Songza music service? Well, soon it will be only a memory, as parent company Google has announced that the Songza brand and its app will be retired at the end of the year. Google acquired Songza about a year and a half ago. Songza's claim to immortal fame is its so-called concierge service, which delivers playlists based on the user's mood and activity and the time of day. That presentation idea, or music curation method, has been widely copied and is now part of the playlist browsing and music discovery sections in just about all of the major music services. Concierge was arguably an important incentive in Google's acquisition, and a few months after that acquisition, a version of Concierge was suddenly seen in All Access, and that's Google's music service. As Songza is retired, user playlists will be carried over to Google Play and Google All Access. It's not a particularly happy moment for longtime Songza users, but it's clear that Google is placing its big bets on Google Play, All Access, and YouTube Music brands, all of which are tied together in a single subscription plan. You know that podcasting is hot when an executive at a leading American podcast producer jumps over to a new podcast company just opening an office in the States. Swedish-based podcast company Acast lured Sarah Van Mosel as chief commercial officer. Mosel departs her position as VP of sponsorships at WNYC and will work in Acast's new New York office. It's not the first time Acast has recruited from WNYC, a flagship NPR station with active and well-funded digital initiatives. This summer, WNYC executive editor Caitlin Thompson joined Acast's American expansion as the U.S. Director of Content. That's a wrap for this edition of Internet Radio Rewind from Rain News. I'm Brad Hill, and this program is sponsored by Audioboom. The Audioboom app learns what you like based on your listening history, so you're always getting good new shows to listen to without having to search around. Our theme music is by Valtteri Kujala. Remember, subscribe to Rain Daily Digest and join thousands of professionals with the everyday heartbeat of internet radio. Look for the blue button at rainnews.com.